and that no other previous party in whose matters had substantially progressed before the same judicial officer on the challenge to the constitutionality of the offense of seditious practices, the state maintains that the existence of the constitutional challenge does not invalidate the law unless and until the court makes such a determination. It added that any future declaration on the constitutionality of the offense would not operate retrospectively and would not affect ongoing criminal proceedings. In response, defense lawyer Kabamba Sinukonda requested more time to study and respond to the authorities and statutory provisions cited by the state, saying the submissions raised legal issues requiring further interrogation in the interest of justice. Mr. Chandala is alleged to have made seditious remarks in May 2024 during the disappearance of then Tataweka Central Member of Parliament Emmanuel J. Banda, and was found with a case to answer on September 10, 2024. Government has delivered the remaining 37 ambulances to 37 constituencies under the Constituency Development Plan CDF, marking the completion of the 156 ambulances procured in this phase. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Lusaka this morning, local government principal public relations officer Lifeli Kamara explained that government had earlier received and flagged off the first batch of 119 ambulances, while the final units were undergoing last stage logistical processes. Ms. Kamara stated that this development underscores government's ongoing commitment to strengthening healthcare delivery, particularly in rural and underserved communities. She added that government, through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and local authorities, will ensure proper management, maintenance, and accountability in the use of these ambulances.
I am pleased to announce that the remaining 37 ambulances procured under the Constituency Development Fund have now been delivered into the country. This marks the completion of the ambulance procurement process under this phase of the program. As you may recall, government had earlier received and flagged off the first batch of 119 ambulances while the remaining units were undergoing final logistical processes. With the arrival of the 37 ambulances, all the ambulances earmarked under the fleet is complete, which brings the total number of ambulances procured under the Constituency Development Fund to 156.
Meanwhile, Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, senior corporate communications officer Enoch Lesote, thanked the constituencies for their patience and urged them to take good care of the ambulances to ensure continuity and improvement in healthcare delivery.
Thanks to the government, ZAMSA has finally managed to deliver a complete set of the ambulances. So that makes us happy with ZAMSA that we have finally delivered the ambulances, and it's our hope that the beneficiaries or the principal recipients of these ambulances will do their utmost best to ensure that they take good care of these mobile units that the government has procured using the CDF. We take good care of them and ensure that we guard them jealously, so that the Zambian people, the community, can enjoy the benefits of what their government is doing.
A delegation of members of Angola's National Assembly is in Zambia on a familiarization tour to learn about Zambia's citizen registration system and the welfare of Angolan nationals living in the country. Speaking during a courtesy call on Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi, delegation leader Selina John said it was important for Angola to know the world.